On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a citizen of the world, a man who dedicated his life to the matters of civility and equality for a greater state, a better humanity, an authentic truth, a man who stood at the threshold of time, endeavoring to improve the human condition in spite of the dark hour of gloom and sorrow. This day, this afternoon, I stop by to say to you, America in our world, the time clock of God is ticking. For America in the 21st century, of her grand purpose, ambition, and power, sits in the judgment seat. Today, of leadership for greater human rights in the United Nations at the G8 summit, or even in her United States Congress, laboring for a better world, foreign and domestically, for greater GDP, for world security, ensuring a healthier community. Yet, here in America, her citizens suffer indiscriminately as their past ancestors of the 15th, of the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, and now the 21st century, and the time clock of God is ticking. In 1863, the emancipation of proclamation was born. A great idea was planted. A brighter light for democracy shined forth. A new seed. A new seed of hope was firmly planted in the mind of men and women who were once chained. Freedom and democracy. A freedom of liberty, of divine right shine forth. Their dream had come true. But in 2022, on this king's birthday, this reality has been forfeited by the current threat of white supremacy crisscrossing across the plains of this nation, blinding the authentic sight of me and the time clock. The time clock of God is ticking. We saw this in Charlottesville, Virginia, on the campus, on the grand campus, the University of Virginia. We saw this on the nation's capital campus in Washington, the seat of democracy, the leader of the free world. We saw this on January the 6th, 2021. The insurrection on our nation's capital. We saw this. We saw this at the Mother Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, with nine innocent church worshipers were assassinated in the house of prayer. And we see this today. I see this currently with the fight over voting rights. On this Martin Luther King Jr. birthday, those determined black people who fought, determined to assert their right for an authentic democracy, now being artistically deconstructed, aided by the Republicans of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives. Not a nation by the people. Not a nation for the people, but a nation for the privileged minority, akin to a social dysfunction this afternoon. As it is outside the scope of a legitimate republic, a nation by the people and for the people. And the time clock of God is ticking. I see this today with the George Floyds of America. See this today with the Trayvon Martins of America. See this today with the Ahmaud Arbery's of America. These continued acts of modern day lynching, like he who we honor today, 54 years later, 246 years after America's Declaration of Independence. 233 years later, after this nation's constitution, I ask today then, what is American democracy? What is the truest aim? What is freedom on this Martin Luther King Jr. day? Is it a democracy for Israel, but not a democracy for the black citizens of America? Is it a democracy for the Middle East, but not a democracy, not a freedom for the citizens of black America? Is it a democracy for Cuba, but not a democracy for the citizens of black America? Let us have not a theme of democracy co-sign black inferiority, white superiority, co-sign by silver and gold, a false anomaly of ages past. Outside ancient Greco-Roman world, the silent sea of philosophical thought. But let us have a theme nature of truth, not corruptive greed, misguided thought, but let us have a theme democracy of the author of quiet divine nature of God, not white supremacy, whimsical non-linear thinking. Let us have thinking a theme democracy of the divine order. At this hour, on this day, and when I raise this fact, when I raise this ignored fact, I'm called divisive. I'm told I'm stuck in the past. I need to move forward. I need to get over it. I'm causing division, not unifying and bringing the nation together. But I say, if you're going to paint history right, like painting your home before you paint the wood, you must prime it before you paint it. And if you're going to paint properly, you must scrape it and strip it of all its foreign subject matter for a perfect job. My friends, there can be no legitimate democracy, no legitimate freedom until our history is great and stripped of its foreign subjects, foreign objects with us this afternoon. And to do so is neglectable. It is neglectable to paint over damaged history. But scrape and strip it of its foreign objects, and the time clock of God is ticking. Abraham Lincoln's idea of a legitimate democracy was to send blacks to the West Indies, painting over the problem. Andrew Johnson, his predecessor, is on the historical record quoting Jefferson, saying the Negro is better fitted for the inferior condition of society, the laws of nature assigned him there. Painting over the picture for the same, if they can't figure it out, let them die out. My friends, on this day, our dilemma today is rooted in this blemished record of the past, of over 4 million slaves freed without regard for their social stability, proper constitutionality. This historical fact cannot be painted over, cannot be forgotten. Cannot be painted over. It's a rust and rot, a foreign object that must be removed. We must strip it and scrape it. Acknowledge and accept it, and then America can paint a true picture and have a proper seat in her home of freedom and democracy. For today's violence, bigotry, injustice, and inequality blooms from the sea of white supremacy. And this dysfunctional art form cannot be painted over. And if the John R. Lewis voting bill or the freedom to vote bill dies in Congress, my friends, then you have your legislative answer to what is American democracy 236 years later. Not a functional democracy, but a dysfunctional democracy. And this cannot be painted over. The time clock of God is ticking. For even France and San Domingo, request for freedom was considered dysfunctional. South Africa's apartheid request for freedom from the Dutch was considered dysfunctional. even in the 13 colonies, her request for freedom from King George was considered dysfunctional. But I see Thomas Jefferson was right, for he said, "I tremble for my country, and I reflect that God is just, and that his justice cannot sleep forever. And when I look around and see the conviction and determination of men and women across the world, from Zimbabwe to Venezuela, refusing to bow down to global power, even under the threat of financial ruin, be they socialist or communist, I say that the time clock of God is ticking. When I look around and see, when I look around and see men and women guided by a higher hope for the human condition, when I look around and see men and women guided by a higher power, he who slumbers or sleeps not, the just gods, the unjust, he misguides, I say that the time clock of God is ticking, and if not democracy for Black America, what can she say of thee? The time clock of God is ticking. The time clock of God is ticking."